It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
It is a Wednesday.
July 17. Right off the bat, can I just say happy, happy birthday to my niece?
Yes.
To our Arwen Arias.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Arwen.
Wow. How old is she?
She is 10.
Wow.
She's
milestone.
10. Yes, she's 10.
Milestone.
Happy birthday. She's probably getting ready for school already. But happy birthday.
All right, and today we've got, I haven't posted it yet, but we've got a top 10.
Okay.
We are looking for the top 10. Okay, the hashtag is hashtag Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
Oh, we're comparing.
Yeah, you know, and it's perfect because it's, you know, Wednesday. We're playing older songs.
Right.
So the example that, this is a courtesy of Lytle Gato. And Lytle Gato gave us the example that Pinoy noon, good evening po.
Uh-huh.
And then Pinoy ngayon.
Good evening pose.
No, it's a... Anong password ng Wi-Fi? The first time you enter the house.
Oh, right. We forego the good evening.
Yes. It's like to compare.
Actually, that's very rude.
Exactly. Pero diba, instead of good evening, parang ano na siya ngayon? Parang...
Standard?
Yung parang Wi-Fi na yung first thing.
First
that you
thing
say
you ask. That's true.
You enter the house.
Okay.
So something like that. You like how we used to be before...
And how we are
and
now.
And how we are now. And that's the example, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
And it's perfect for Riot Wednesday. Because I guess...
Looking back.
When you start playing old songs and you get to realize, okay, during this time, like let's say, during the time of Michael Jackson, we used to do things this way.
This way, right.
Or you can include that. Like for instance, yung Pinoy noon, bago kumain,
magdadasal.
Uh-huh. Ngayon, bago kumain,
picture.
Mag-Instagram.
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay.
But the hashtag that we will be using, if you want to join us, you can just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or...
Do you still check 2299?
I do.
You do?
Yesterday, we included some
okay.
from 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags today, hashtag The Morning Rush, and hashtag Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
All right, that's the topic for today on this Riot Wednesday, July 17, 2013. Let's start things off with this.
The RX Monsters Riot.
If this is true, we should listen and be grateful.
Blast.
From the past. Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a midweek Wednesday. Today is July 17, 2013. My name is Del. All right, here we go. Corey Monteith's autopsy results are in. The Glee actor died of a mixed drug toxicity involving heroin and alcohol, according to the British Columbia Coroner's Service, and that's what they confirmed on Tuesday. Monteith was found dead in his room at the Fairmont Pacific Rim Hotel in downtown Vancouver, British Columbia, shortly after noon on Saturday, when he failed to check out on time. While Monteith was open about his struggles with substance abuse over the years, the cause of death is still a shock to those who were close to him. In March, the 31-year-old actor voluntarily admitted himself to a treatment facility for substance abuse. Girlfriend and Glee co-star Leah Michele privately and publicly stood by Corey's side while he got help. In related news, the final film role of Glee star Corey Monteith, who passed away Saturday morning in Vancouver, was one that was close to his heart. The actor, who has battled substance abuse issues in the past, recently spent a month in rehab for a relapse, plays a drug-addicted hustler in the last film, Mechanic.
It like, sounds like Mechanic, but it's like...
MC, like a...
Like Mechanic.
Mechanic. C-A-N-I-C-K.
Yeah.
The film's director, Josh Waller, opened up about Monteith's performance in the wake of the actor's tragic death over the weekend. He says that despite Monteith going through what he calls a rough time, while filming the movie last September. When the two met up recently for a screening of the film, the actor was feeling better about himself. Sounds like he was battling with so much.
It breaks my heart. Because, you know, like, I can imagine Lea Michele. It's like, you have no choice but...
stand by him.
You can't do anything. It's not like he can't lift a piano and you help him lift it. It's like, mm-hmm. this is something that you battle on your own.
On your own.
People can help you out.
People can support you.
Can support you. You can go to rehab. They can teach you the steps to get out of the addiction.
Right.
But the battle itself is waged by yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes when your life is entwined with somebody like that, you're like, what can I do? I can't. I'm just watching you self-destruct.
Right.
And that's a heartbreaking idea.
Yeah, to be standing there next to someone who's about to, you know, well, how sad, tragically, well, he ended up, you know, killing himself.
And it's confirmed. What a lot of people were suspecting, that it was a cocktail of drugs.
Right.
He did just come from a night out.
A night out, right. For alcohol and heroin.
And I wonder how... Well, he could have done the heroin part back in the hotel room. Because I was just thinking, I wonder how the friends feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, exposing him to knowing that he's battling with that. They went out, you know, I don't know.
Well, it could also be like on the side. He didn't tell them.
Yeah, he didn't tell them.
Could have gotten, you know.
But you'd feel horrible.
You'd feel horrible.
If you were part of the,
of the group that was with him just the night before.
On his last night.
It's just so fast, though. I thought the results of the toxicity.
They had it Monday. Well, Monday there. So it would have been Tuesday
morning.
So it would have been just yesterday.
Wow, that was quick.
That was quick.
I think because they also ruled out anything else that could have happened.
Remember with
no foul play.
Remember Whitney? It took so long.
It took even Michael Jackson.
It took weeks before they came out with a report.
That's the news. No. That's the news here on The Morning Rush. The first one today here. It is Ride Wednesday. We're playing you the best of the 90s, the 80s, and the mid-2000s. Only here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the top 10 for today. The first one, and we are doing the top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. All right, so I think a lot of you pretty much got what we were looking for, but I will have to get it from the internet. I mean, straight from Twitter. Okay, let's start off with... Oh, thank you, by the way, to Aljon for suggesting this. Let's start off with... from Fat Kid Inside. Pinoy noon. Mano po. Pinoy ngayon. Allowance po.
Pero at least may po pa rin.
Meron. Fat Kid Inside says, Pinoy noon, boy meets girl. Pinoy ngayon, boy meets boy.
I think that's a worldwide thing, though.
How right. timely.
Hey, and who said it never happened before?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just more hidden.
It's just, yeah, exactly. And remember, like, we our little snippet came out in Saksi last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know if they played it again or if they mentioned it lang. In Anaro. In Unang Hirit.
For real?
Oh, they did?
Okay, right before we started.
Oh.
People were
tweeting.
Well,
what were they saying? Because I wasn't able to catch it.
Because a lot of people started tweeting and parang, hey, it's Chico Del and Gino on Unang Hirit. So, I guess they...
What was the sexy thing?
So, basically, snippets of our...
Conversation.
Of our conversation.
Ella Papa.
And a snippet of when we were reading it. They put the Shaniqua, I've learned to love you. Learned
ano ko kumon.
That's what they included.
That's what they got.
And it's a feature. It's a basic feature.
Parodies.
On parodies.
Right.
Yeah. So very interesting.
Thank you. A nice meeting, Micaela Papa. By the way.
Yeah.
For but it was so interesting. So many people were like staying up late just to catch that really, really quick, very short
snippet.
Somebody sent us a link. You can actually watch the video.
Oh, I'd like to. I'd like to see
it. It's from the GMA website.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can actually just watch it there. And Mad Mutt Mark says, Pinoy noon, hoy, bilisan nyo. Voltes 5 na, kailangan maumpisahan natin mula sa pinakaumpisa. Mm. Pinoy ngayon, oh ano, kailan nyo gusto manood ng Game of Thrones? Na-download ko na yung Toro. Like, wala na nagmamadali.
Yeah.
You don't need to rush. Everything's
actually,
there.
That's, well, sort of the beauty also of the internet. Because it's nice for people who watch it.
Yeah, but you know what? The waiting for it, the making sure you're there at the very start. There's also something to be said about it.
It's all because it's a common experience.
It's a common experience.
Time.
Yeah.
Tapos yung parang, you know how it is, yung pag pinaghirapan mo parang mas special.
That's true.
Yung talagang pinakahintay-hintay mo, and you watch talaga when it's shown, you know, as opposed to it's always available.
But if it's always available naman kasi, you can download everything. And then watch it in a marathon.
Just like what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Newsroom is back. First episode is out.
Nice.
Season 2.
Season 2.
Meron ka na.
Lipping your answer, your response, I see. Mad Matt Mark says, Pinoy noon, Bakal Boys. Mm. Pinoy ngayon, Tubero.
Ay.
Right.
Yun na yung version
yun
nila.
Yung version nila.
Bababa Bambin, Pinoy noon, kasal muna bago anak. Pinoy ngayon, anak muna bago kasal. Mm. And there's a...
Some of them don't have a choice.
At saka some are not Pinoy.
So, sabi ko nga, it applies worldwide.
Yes, it applies worldwide. And OMGN says, Pinoy noon, harana. Very old school.
Yeah.
Pinoy ngayon, oh, isaksak mo tong earphone sa tenga mo para mapakinggan mo ang sinasabi ng puso ko. High-tech pa rin. China Girl says, oh, this is so true. Pinoy noon, pakopya ng notes. Pinoy ngayon, send mo naman sa akin yung notes mo.
Yeah. Because it could just be emailed. You can scan
exactly.
It and email it.
And they say a lot of the students now, they just have iPads
or
laptops.
Yeah,
or
laptops, and that's where they type it in.
And then Bluetooth. While, habang nag-ano, imbis na you're writing it on a notebook,
they're typing.
Used to do, talagang wala na.
I wonder how UP looks like.
Right?
You know, with the iPads and everything.
Salasal daw, everyone's issued like an iPad.
Wow.
This is for grade school and high school.
I'm not sure. Somebody told me lang.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Well, it is going to be their life. It's going to be
and
part
it's so
of
much
book.
Easier.
It's so much easier.
And it's so much more eco-friendly.
Tsaka, remember how heavy our books were.
Yeah.
Lalaka ng bulk.
Well, we don't really know if it's eco-friendly. Because the making of that gadget and all those things. I mean...
But at least you don't kill trees.
May pollute the waters.
There are other ways
to
pollute.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And
but at least we saved the trees.
Kuya Maui says, Pinoy noon, wow, ang gwapo naman ng lalaki. Pinoy ngayon, bading to.
Yeah, if they're a little too neat.
If they're
too
handsome.
A little too put
bading
together.
Bading to.
Yeah, bading to.
Yun
actually,
yun.
Look at the shoes.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Kung high heels.
Oo, kung high heels.
Kung high heels, malamang bading.
Baka lang. Pwede.
Chenong says, Pinoy noon, pila ng maayos. Pinoy ngayon, gumawa ka ng sariling pila para ikaw ang una. Di ba minsan ganun yun? Yung talagang gumagawa na, parang, excuse me, wasn't there a line? Last time I checked, there was a line.
Especially sa fast food, sana the cashiers don't honor people who don't line up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tsaka may one, remember, when I went to Singapore over, like, I think
two weekends ago.
Mm-hmm. I was on, you know, the travel tax area.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I hated it.
Ugh.
So I was lined up already. And then this girl stands to my side.
Yeah.
And then starts moving up to my front.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, what are you doing? So when it was my turn, she moves right in front of me. And I go, like, excuse me. I was here first. There's a line. And then she goes like, no, nag-check lang ako dun sa kabila kasi nandun yung anak ko, ganyan. And I was like,
no.
Yeah, but there's a line here.
Yeah.
Eh,
wala.
You
in honor na rin nung travel.
You forfeit your place
exactly.
In it.
Or you tell the person behind.
At least you tell the person
yeah.
Na parang,
you were the person behind.
Yun na nga eh.
She could have told you na parang,
eh, medyo judge.
Ugh.
Sorry, pero, ugh. alam mo yung,
Rene Boy says, Pinoy noon, mano po inay, mano po itay. Yung pagkadating mo ng bahay. Pinoy ngayon, anong ulam?
Demanding.
Saka talagang wala man lang good evening.
Wala man lang hello.
Wala man lang mano.
Naku, kung ano ko yun.
Anong pagkain? Ay, kung si Cooper. What's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
What's for dinner, mother?
Actually, I just recently told some friends of ours whom I had lunch with yesterday. Yeah. I said, you know, I have O plan, Filipinize him. Because more and more I find myself talking to him like the way a Filipino mother would.
Yeah.
Okay, so for example, we were watching this show where you know how American kids are. They can shout at their parents and say whatever and then walk off.
Yeah.
So when I saw that and he was watching, I said, do not ever do that to me, okay? It's not how you talk to your mom.
Yeah.
And then his dad goes, you can talk to me that way.
Just so there's a nice balance.
Yes.
I said, okay, then fair enough.
Yeah.
Because you're American, you can take it, but I'm Filipino and he's part
of... I'm not taking it.
That's not
Filipino
how we work.
The Filipino part of him will not talk to his parent that way.
That way. Parent.
Oh, parent.
Singular.
Pero gusto ko yun, yung plan ni Del na O-plan.
O-plan.
O-plan Filipinas. Kahit yung pagkasabi ng O-plan naging American.
O-plan. Kuya Maui says, Pinoy noon, ligaw, igib, sibak kahoy.
Ngayon,
hanap, usap, deal. Diba? Also, Callie Byrne says, Pinoy noon, tara! Mag-rally tayo sa EDSA. Pinoy ngayon, let's go guys. I-trend na natin to. Yun na yung call out to arms.
That's the counterpart.
Yun na yung counterpart eh. Call to
i-trend
arms.
It's the call to arms.
Guys.
Very digital.
Oo. Guys, i-trend na natin to. And also, Papa Trotsi says, Pinoy noon, Alibata.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
it's
traditional.
It's the alphabet.
The alphabet.
Pinoy ngayon, Jejemon. Mga yopos. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon comes from Go Van Gogh.
Go Van Gogh says,
Pinoy noon, buksan mo na yung radyo, makinig na tayo kay Chico and Del. Pinoy ngayon, buksan mo na yung radyo, makinig tayo kay Chico and Del and Gino.
Girl. Why?
Why?
Ah, kasi noon, ganun na.
Uh-oh,
noon, nandun na kayo.
Ngayon, nandito
pa rin.
Oh, wait a minute.
I know, right?
Wait a minute.
It's supposed to be like from the olden times and then from now.
So it's a lot like, you know, yesterday he was referred to as the legendary.
Ugh.
Yes, that happens to us.
All the time.
You know, I it's nice that they say that, but it takes longer to become a legend.
Living legends.
No, we're too young to
remember
be legends.
Remember, the whole, what's that? Yung that bitch fest between Charlize Theron and
No, it was not
what's
Charlize.
Her name? No, pero siyang object. Hindi ba si Charlize?
It was Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman
and Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall.
Okay.
So Nicole Kidman was called a legend.
A legend, right?
Right.
And it was referred to in an interview with Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former wife of
Cary Grant.
No, not Cary Grant. Lauren Bacall of
Humphrey Bogart.
So she goes, you can't refer to her as legend. She's too young to be a legend. You throw it like the title, like it's so easily. It takes
attained.
More to be a legend.
And obviously she...
Because she is.
She feels she is a legend. And she is naman.
And she is naman. But, you know, she was
being
bitchy about it.
Parang she's not on my... I'm a legend. If you call her a legend, we're on the same
then
plane.
It lessens
so
my title.
Oh, and at the time, Nicole really wasn't a
she
legend.
She wasn't naman talaga. Mm-hmm. She still isn't. Konti pa.
A little bit more.
And so there you go. The top 10, Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Just make a distinction of how it used to be for the Pinoys and how it is now.
Okay.
KNRX, space your entries and send them to 2299. You can also tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Al John for suggesting this. The top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Let's start off with let's see here. Coco Hernandez. Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Pinoy noon, naghahanap ng pagbabago sa politika. Pinoy ngayon, naghahanap ng pagbabago sa politika.
Ganun pa rin.
Same
ganun
thing.
Pa rin.
In that aspect, at least, nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
But
and some would argue...
one thing you want to change.
Yeah.
Some would even argue nga parang...
It's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. Well, some would argue it's better.
Yeah.
Some would argue it's worse.
Yeah.
Fat Kid Inside says, Pinoy noon, tara, punta tayong library. Kailangan ko may mag-report. Pinoy ngayon, pahiram naman ng tablet, kailangan ko mag-Wikipedia. Actually, better Google.
Yeah, because Wikipedia is made by the people.
User-generated.
And you can edit it.
Yes, it's user-generated.
Remember yung ano, yung... Ay, wag na.
What?
Oh, it's okay.
What?
I'll say it. Diba there was a time, remember, yung somebody used RX's Wikipedia, tapos they changed it, insulted all of us.
Oh, really? Really?
Tapos yung ano niya, yung parang, kunyari yung... yes, and the DJs are, ganyan. Tom Elvis, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos kung ano-ano yung sinabi niya about Tom. Tapos Chico Garcia, kung ano-ano yung sinabi niya.
Right.
Yung, kasi nga, it's user-generated. So...
Wow, you have a lot of time on your hands.
Exactly.
Why do I feel like I know who did this?
Ay, nako. At saka, kasabay nun, basta, it was in the heat of something. Tapos dun lumabas kayo parang, okay.
I wonder what that is.
I'll tell you, off-air. Off-air na lang.
Don't worry, I'll tweet about it.
Ayan, ganyan. Pinoy noon. Ano, pag nakita tayo, chichismisan kita. Pinoy ngayon, I'll tweet it to you.
O, sige, sige. Kasi may entry tayo niyan eh.
Okay.
I-ano ko na. OMGN says, Pinoy noon. Hoy, may sasabihin ako sa'yo.
Okay.
Pinoy ngayon, DM ko sa'yo.
Actually, that's it.
Wala nang bulungan eh. DM
actually,
na
nag-guilty ako when we all have to do that with each other.
Yeah.
Because kawawa naman the people who follow us.
Who follow
and
us!
Like, yeah. Pero sometimes kasi I know you guys are on Twitter and what you need to check is on
Twitter.
Is on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Kasi otherwise, I just bring it to text. You know, a very a group text.
Ito, very ano rin.
Tsaka mas binabasa ni Chico kasi yung Twitter.
I agree.
Nag-reply siya sa Twitter.
Ay,
eh.
Nako.
There was this one masyado. Time, I texted, there was a text, a group text, the three of us. Hindi siya sumagot.
Hmm.
And then I put it on Twitter. Sumagot siya.
Okay. And then yesterday, we were, oh, by the way, congratulations to the newest Greenwich Barkada.
Yay.
Gina Boy.
This is the surprise.
It was the media launch.
This is the big reveal.
No, but here's the thing. Kasi, like, we're part of the Greenwich Barkada naman talaga.
Right.
Yeah.
But the big but here is mine. Is that, well, the commercial will be launched August 1.
Yeah.
As in a TV scene.
So this is what we, this one day that Gina
was
here.
Absent.
That was the reason.
That was the reason. He was shooting the TV commercial.
As in commercial, as in with John Lloyd and
wow, level
Bruno
up talaga.
As
Mika.
In,
yeah.
On the same, like,
I'm so, ano.
Screen. Oh my gosh.
You know, the thing that I'm happiest about?
Mm-hmm.
Is that now I get to post the photos that I took during the shoot.
Oh, right, because you can't.
Because I couldn't.
Time,
and
right,
I had
right.
this, like, photo of me and John Lloyd on standby. Like, it's
no,
just there.
No!
Nahinihintay ko lang na parang gusto ko nang i-post pero hindi ko pa siya ma-post.
And
see,
in fairness...
we told you guys, this is huge.
And in fairness, if you see the commercial, as in commercial na commercial, alam mo yung...
Oh, pagka, right, so you saw it already.
Kasi pagkakilala mo yung tao, feeling mo yung parang yung mga pag nagsa-scandal video lang tayo. As in talaga, oh my gosh, commercial siya talaga.
It's a
and
legitimate...
it looks so glossy.
Yung paghawak niya ng pizza.
Very professional.
In, grabe.
Tsaka
I
yung
can't
pagkain
wait.
Ko ng pizza, ang sarap.
I can't wait for August 1 kasi like that's when they'll actually see the... yung issue
the
show
actual
na
TV scene.
So this is what...
You have
huge.
To watch for it.
This
you
is
have
huge.
To, it's huge.
And it's funny because the whole time when John Lloyd was talking on stage, he was all like, oh, natural nga silang kumain.
Parang, kasi talaga kumakain.
Kumakain ka talaga eh.
At saka sobrang kilig kasi... You'll see the three of them first eating. Tapos bilang maya-maya, andyan na si John Lloyd.
No.
Oh! Basta,
who's the three that are...
It's Gina Boy, Andy Manzano, and Marco Lobregat.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
So talagang yung... Tas
so we're the
si
newest addition to the
newest
Barkada.
Addition, iba na talaga.
Tapos kaka-annoy kasi bilang dadating si John Lloyd. Parang, oh, bakit ganyan-ganyan, something-something. Tapos like, oh my gosh! Tapos parang nag-merge yung dalawang Barkada.
Nice.
As is.
So, diba yesterday, like, Kelly Misa was there. Solen was there.
Yeah.
Mika Lagdameo.
Right. Did you tweet about it? Did you tweet it?
Yeah, last night.
Okay. Yeah. So watch for it August 1.
So hello to the new Greenwich Mercado.
Wow, naman.
Yeah.
Hello,
fellow Kabarkadas.
Because Chico hosted the launch.
Yeah. Super love ko yung bagong Greenwich Mercado.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, si Gina Boy nandun eh.
I'm sure you do.
Parang ano naman eh, no? Parang hindi naman ako. I don't feel the love.
Sabi ko nga, I'm so proud
diba,
of
Del?
You eh.
Diba, oh, Del?
I agree.
Love na love ko talaga ang Greenwich Mercado.
Si Del, alam mo matagal ka na kilala ni Del. She knows when you're lying.
Sobra kayo. As in, grabe, I love Mercado. Okay, so here we go. Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Kiko Monster says, Pinoy noon, ang lalaki pag maputi.
Ay, ang yaman.
Di ba basta maputi, parang ano mo, mayaman ka.
Or naka-glasses.
Kahit walang pera, parang yaman. Ngayon, Pinoy ngayon, pag ang lalaki maputi.
Ay, Becky.
Kasi nag-gluta, nag-whitening.
I know.
Kuya Maui was saying, Pinoy noon, Miss, pwede bang umakyat ng ligaw? You literally had to spell it out for her. Pinoy ngayon, what's your Twitter?
Oh, right.
Yung mas hindi mo na maintindihan.
Plus, they wanna cyberstalk you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's your style.
May ano ko na...
No, pero it's everybody's style, I heard.
No,
I'm one
so
of the few
do
who don't
so,
do it.
I do it.
Yeah, well, you have no reason to do so.
Why?
Why? Why would you cyberstalk someone?
Because they're hot.
Well...
Ako, that's the only reason.
Because they're hot. Kasi when you're with...
Ah, okay, si Chico.
Okay.
With someone din yan,
ha? Hindi, malandi yan by nature.
Bakit ikaw?
Eh, ganun din ako.
Ang bilis umamin ng mga...
Ang bilis.
Ng mga malandi.
Yung tono.
At saka na... Oh, wait, ha? Ako, grabe. You know what I don't like about Twitter?
What?
Sobra yung mga followers natin, ha?
Bakit?
Yung meron ka lang harmless... Yung may i-tweet ka lang ng reply, ah. Hindi man lang yung... So, talaga. Obviously, makikip...
Ma-check nga ako ano yung mga pinag-tweet.
Ah, okay. Next.
Aha!
See, this is what's nice about constantly talking to somebody because eventually their armor checks.
They will spill.
There is a chink in their armor. Let's check out Chico
next,
on Twitter.
Let's see who...
Ayon.
Can I see? Ano,
oh my God. Gina, I can't believe you're doing this. I cannot believe you.
Tignan mo na lang kung sino yung mga ka-tweet niya. Iba eh. Ibang level eh. Para alam mo yun, feeling ko dapat ako yung masaya kasi naging part ako ng Greenwich Barkada. Pero feeling ko...
Siya tiba-tiba eh.
Wala, feeling ko mas masaya siya eh.
Siya ba siya, no?
Please.
Siya ba siya?
Ay, nako, Del. Ninervis ako.
I'll show you na lang.
Siya ba siya, no? Dino?
Ay,
si ano?
Ay, nakala ko.
Okay.
Ito, papakita ka na lang sa'yo.
Ay, nako, please.
Alam mo naman, diba?
Friend!
Remember what you were doing to me yesterday?
Hey, friend.
Before the thing started?
Grabe kayo.
Friend.
Ito friend.
Ito na. Friend.
Diba?
And now the friend card comes
mga
to play.
Mga friends. Oh, si Miss Runes was saying.
Ayan.
Ay, nako, grabe kayo.
Oh, kaya naman pala.
Gina Boy.
Pero sino yan? Who that is?
Ay, nako.
Who that is?
A lipid.
Mm. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Wow, wow, hello there.
What's your Twitter?
Aha.
Grabe kayo. Grabe man laglag.
Oh, Del, tama lang.
Del, hello. We're doing a show.
Delamar.
Ulam.
Miss Rune says, Pinoy noon, dati, panyo ang nilalaglag. Pero panahon pa ito nila Rizal.
Yeah, this is like a really long time ago.
A girl would drop her hanky so that the guy would pick it up and give it back to her.
To give him an opportunity.
To talk. Pinoy ngayon, ang nilalaglag, neckline.
Hindi, or pwede rin.
Panty.
Pwede rin.
Actually, let's cut to the chase. Oh, panty na yung nilalaglag.
Pwede rin ano. You're catering to just one, ano eh. Pwede rin sabon.
Pwede rin.
Pwede. Why not?
And the entry and the top, Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon, comes from Miss Joyce.
Joyce says,
"May ginugugol."
Ay nako, Delamar.
We need to get to the bottom.
Siyempre, nag-check out na si Del. Kasi may ginugugol.
I take back what I just said earlier. Na...
What?
Hindi, tsaka
in the
ano,
interest of knowing my co-hosts through and through.
At saka, alam ko ang nasa isip ni Del. Bakit ba hindi ko dala yung laptop ko? Wala kayong picture.
Hindi, dala ko.
Dala mo ba? Nasa phone lang. Di ba, winner?
Oo.
And,
I have to say...
Miss Joyce says...
Notice my silence.
Miss Joyce says, Pinoy noon, anak, tago, nandiyan ang mga hapon. Pinoy ngayon, anak, labas, nandiyan ang mga hapon. Para daling kayo sa Japan.
Grabe. But that's the truth.
Well, in some cases.
Promise. Yeah. May mga ganun.
Pwede rin hindi Japan. Pwede rin other.
Oh.
Countries.
Ah, like ano? Diyan na yung mga... Kano? Pwede rin.
Hindi naman tayo nagtago.
We welcome them eh.
Okay.
Diba? With open arms.
Well, we waged a war against them then.
Oh, wait, then I thought they delivered us like from the Japanese.
Well, they did, but prior to...
Because they wouldn't let go.
No, prior to that, diba, Spain sold us to the Americans.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ayun.
Oo nga.
Diba? Parang why?
Diba? Medyo natuwa dun sa pagbenta na.
Hoy, sobra ka.
Iba dun sa mga Morning Rush hosts. Na-colonize.
Kumbaga, the Americans left the country but they never left her heart.
Sobra na kayo ah.
They set up, you know.
Camp.
Bases.
Maybe around how many bases?
Oh, eh. Alam mo, ang mga Amerikano...
Naka-base one, base two.
Wala na yung base.
Third base.
Wala na
sila sumobra pa.
Nee, wala na sila sa Clark. Wala na rin sila sa Subic. Wala na rin sila sa puso ni Del.
You shut up.
Alright, the top 10. Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Oh, shit. Alam mo, pinagpawisan talaga ako, ah. Gino boy, I swear.
Pero, ay, ano?
Bad ka. Bad ka.
Pero,
hindi, bad ka.
Ay, nako. Had you heard what he was saying yesterday?
Bad ka.
Ay, nako. Bad ka rin.
Yun lang ang sasabihin
hot.
Ko.
Huh?
Hot.
So the act of being bad is bad-ing. No, no.
Ah, well,
buddy!
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 If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush. And oh my God, what people are tweeting.
And hashtag.
And hashtag.
And hashtag.
Yo, close it up, dude.
Friendship over.
Hey, you were the one who started talking about it on air.
This was in what? Private.
What?
It
wasn't in private. You were
said
like,
it.
You led everybody to. Oh my God.
But you were the one who said that people were tweeting you.
I swear.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, Part 3.
TMR, the Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
What?
Ugh.
You brought it up.
You brought it up.
You did.
No. You were the one who talked about Twitter.
Alam mo yung,
you want a replay?
You know what? Alam mo yung I dipped my little toe in the water. Tinulak nyo ako into the pool. There's a big difference.
Tell me what's wrong about that. You were dipping your foot into the pool already anyway.
Ay, grabe.
So ka kasi ng sauce.
Ano yan? Yan ang napapala.
Sa pool.
Uh-oh.
Of water.
Sausaw ka ng sausaw, malalaglag ka.
Ganun din eh.
You play with fire, you get burned.
Whatever. I wanna go home na.
You want to cry
even
like
if you go home, Mommy. Twitter will be paused.
Mommy.
It's like one of those days where he wants to just be in a fetal position.
I know.
Crying
right?
out for his mama.
Grabe kayo. You're evil.
We're not evil.
You are evil.
We're not. We're the best people to be friends with.
Yeah. Hello, imagine, had it been anyone else, they would have completely said...
Said what? Said what?
Everything on air.
But please, gawin ko na lang yung top 10. Tapos, nila ko sa...
Ikaw yung nagre-reklamo dyan eh.
Oo nga.
Ayan, see?
Okay, here we go. The top 10. Pinoy noon. Pinoy ngayon.
Ayaw na niya.
Nakakainis kayo eh.
I think finally, after how like many years of... Ano naman, Del? How many years
17?
Is he...
17?
Yeah, no, just him. How many years has he been in radio? On radio?
23.
After 23 years of radio, we finally found something that'll make him go off air.
Push him to the edge. The top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Okay.
And his legendary career.
legendary.
Man.
I can't. Okay, here we go. Raj says, Pinoy noon, studio portrait. Uso-uso pa, di ba?
Yeah.
Studio portrait. Ngayon, Instagram selfie.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah. For a selfie.
Hardly. I mean, have you heard in the past, let's say, 5 years, a friend or a family member na nagpa-studio portrait?
I think celebrities.
It's so rare.
But people...
Pero, di ba? Like,
kasi naman the cameras on that people have now are high-tech.
Are high-tech, eh. They're pretty much the cameras that they use also.
And with the apps, yung mga 360 ba yan?
The apps, right.
360,
yeah.
The one that...
That's panoramic, 360.
I'm sorry, no, the other one, yung parang, it instantly makes you makinis and...
Removes blemishes.
Yung very, that very popular, ano na, tas, pero yung kinda look medyo androidish. When you see it, parang ang robot.
Sorry.
Pero nakaan talaga, todo... And just click it, one, ano, you don't have to adjust it. Parang one...
Parang it automatically does it for you.
We talked about it on
you.
Air, na somebody brought it up as a part of the entry, and then we were like, what's that? And then people started sending in, it's a very popular app. So when you do your selfies, you just press that. All your blemishes are gone.
Tsaka, everyone's like a photographer now.
Yeah.
So as long as you have a little knowledge about photography, you have a great camera, lights.
Kids have SLR cameras.
Yeah.
Yun.
Yeah. Tsaka talaga the advent of the front cam.
Yeah.
Talagang, like now, kasi ba usually yung, kunyari, I'll ask you to take a picture of me. So, ay, palitan mo. Kasi hindi mo nakikita yung sarili mo eh.
Right.
Pero with your selfie, you know exactly
what you look like. So you know what you need to change and stuff.
And also, let's see here. Okay. Trishy Salvador says, Pinoy noon, masipag magsulat ng notes. Pinoy ngayon, umaasa sa PowerPoint presentations na i-upload sa Facebook group.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, when I started going to college,
That's how it was
that's
already.
That's when it started. Because... it was my first year in UANP and everybody had laptops already and I was still with a notebook and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And literally they had like outlets already for every chair.
And I've really heard of that. Classes now have Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Para pag merong like assignment.
Pag may assignment doon nalang pinapost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or remember yung, what did we call it ba? Not circulars eh. What did you call it? Yung parang mimeograph paper. We had a term for it. Yung parang yung mga readings.
Yeah.
Yeah ba? You can just do it there. Tapos nakaano na siya. File, word file na siya. You don't have to like have the actual piece of paper.
So say goodbye to the long line, says Xerox.
Yeah, exactly. Diba? Uh-huh. And also, Kuya Maui says, Pinoy noon, homework, punta library, hanap, sulat, pasa. Pinoy ngayon, Google, copy, paste, pasa.
Actually, but that's still not allowed.
It's not allowed. Actually, that's what they were saying. It's one of the... It's one of the...
Disadvantages?
Parang yung one of the trials and tribulations of teachers. Because obviously, you haven't read everything that's on the internet. So you don't know what was copy-pasted.
You don't know which one was copy-pasted.
So you have to kind of like have an eye for it that, okay, this is not an original
This is not
work.
Coming from my student. Yeah,
yeah. Diba?
Well, make them write essays. Prior to the research paper,
that
you'll
way you
see
know
the
how
construction.
Right. Mm-mm. Tsaka yung parang somebody who doesn't write very well.
Well,
suddenly parang,
then,
wow,
yeah,
okay.
That's the point. Yeah.
Ang galing nitong paper na to.
And I guess you'll see also, like, let's just say you're teaching first year high school. Tapos yung the words that you know your students use.
At saka it's tricky eh. Kasi when you're doing research naman talaga, you're really getting it from sources.
Yeah.
But and you then don't... you're collating it. Pero you're supposed to
but
use
your own...
But
you're saying it in your own words.
And also to form thoughts apart from the sources.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just quoting someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually. Tsaka dapat talagang riddled with footnotes.
Right.
If you're just cribbing it from another source. And also, let's see here. All right, I am Liz Maris. Ang Pinoy noon, inay, itay, meron na po akong kasintahan.
Wow. Old word for boyfriend.
Diba? Or girlfriend.
Or girlfriend.
Pinoy ngayon, nay, tay, magiging
lolo.
Lolo.
May apo na ho kayo. Magkakaapo na kayo.
May apo na po.
Apok.
Ang hirap ha, may apo ka na po kayo. May apo ka na
may
po
apo
kayo.
Ka na po.
May apo ka na po kayo.
May apo ka na po.
Hindi, dalawa sila eh. May apo ko na po kayo. Kayo.
Hindi pa rin.
May apo na po kayo. Kayo.
Wait, anong dalawa na
may
sila?
May apo na po kayo.
May apo na po, apo kayo. Na po kayo. Sino ba yung dalawang parents niya?
Oo, oh, yung dalawang parents.
And then may apo na po kayo.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Oh, may apo na po kayo.
No.
May apo na po kayo.
May apo na po kayo.
May apo ka po yun. No? May apo na po kayo. Ba't parang kulang na syllable na isa?
May apo.
Ikaw ang kulang.
Ikaw kulang.
Oo, ikaw ang kulang.
May apo na po kayo.
Ah, kasi ano, yung linggo na po sila.
Ha?
Ano yan? Yung apo high society.
Ito na po sila.
Ah, isang linggo na po
isang
sila.
Isang linggo na po sila.
Oh, what about oh. that?
Eh, para may apo na po kayo.
Oh, yun. You said it right.
Oh,
may apo na po kayo.
Oh, why couldn't you say it?
Kasi nga parang linggo na po sila.
His mind is
okay,
so
okay, never
strange.
Mind.
It's so okay. weird. I'm really getting a headache.
Your head will explode. Okay, also.
Do it.
You're sure you want my head to explode?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
Pinoy noon, pag sinabihan ka ng ang taray, mapipikon ka.
Mm-hmm.
Pinoy ngayon, pag sinabihan ka ng ang taray,
it's
a compliment.
Ang taray.
Hindi, di ba? Like dati pa siya,
ang taray ng bakla.
Tsaka pag sinabi mo before, di ba na parang ang taray. Parang
it's applicable to many scenarios.
You're a parang.
Well, just
you'd feel offended.
Yeah.
It just shows you how words really don't mean just one thing.
They evolve.
They evolve. Even the word biatch.
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
yeah,
now
it used to be such a bad thing, and now
such a bad thing.
Oh, you're so hot, biatch.
Yeah. You are the hottest bitch in this place.
Oh. Or like yung
pano.
I sorry.
Pano.
Go.
No,
Delamar. Ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Delamar.
Yeah, ako. This is what I noticed about Del. Pag kumakanta siya ng rock. Nagiging Ariel.
Oh.
Nagiging Disney, di ba yun?
Yeah.
In the end, it doesn't even matter. I tried so. Pero pag hip-hop, Ja Rule.
You the hottest bitch
saka
in the
place. Kailangan Ja Rule. Can I be, I don't know, Macklemore?
Namili
pa. Tas talaga pinili yung puti talaga, no?
Just for that, MC no. Hammer.
Or Vanilla Ice, sige. Consolation
sige,
prize.
Vanilla Ice.
Hindi, I like Macklemore. Kasi
talaga
he's gay
Macklemore.
Friendly.
And he's white. And that's a color that's very close to Del's heart.
Exactly. All right, so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. I hate you. Or just tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy Noon, Pinoy Ngayon.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster in the RX 93.1.
He's such a bundle of joy, this one.
And it's time for the top 10 for today.
Why so sad?
Why so sad ka dyan?
I don't think he's sad.
Why so full of shame?
I wanna, you know, like
curl up and die?
Dig a hole in the ground. Just curl up inside and then just like tabon me.
Mm-hmm. What? Tabon me?
Tabon. Make me tabon.
Wow.
Like, you know. Alright, here we go.
There I don't know why you're
I
so...
I feel so bad. Super bad.
I don't know why.
Why would you feel bad?
I know.
People have crushes.
Who said anything about... Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, she did.
Wait, what? What are we talking about?
Oh, he's hyperventilating. Oh, he can't take it anymore.
What are we talking about?
I'm a friendly guy.
Friendly? Friendly?
Friendly?
Ay, nako. I want new calls.
Hey, I didn't say anything about crushes.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Ayoko na
talaga. Ayan, may nag-tweet, no?
Ayoko na. Alright.
Basta alam ko lang, friendly ka.
Let's do the top 10. Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Starting off with Bababa Bambin. Pinoy noon, iniibig kita. Pinoy ngayon, pa-load ng 50 pesos. And also, let's see here. Miss Runes says, Pinoy noon, magsisibak ka ng troso para makuha ang loob ng babae. Pinoy ngayon, ibang sibakan na yun.
Ay, nako.
Ha? Ay, inaano mo na yung parang the obstacles. Ang sinisibak mo yung obstacles that lie in the way of your relationship.
Getting scared on the show.
I think he really wants out. I think he really wants out. And this is his way of doing it.
Audrey 54. Pinoy noon, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. Mm. Pinoy ngayon, Chicksers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Hindi naman. One Direction.
Directioners.
The yeah. Wanted.
The Wanted. The Cab.
Ay, wait, paano yun? Kasi ba like, One Direction. So, Directioners. Ay, paano kung Chickser na yung pangalan ng
Chickserers.
Band? Chickserers.
What do they call themselves?
Chickser ba? Chicksers?
Baka chicas.
Chickser.
Sir, di ba?
Chickser.
So, if you're a Chickser fan, you're a Chickserer. Chickserero. Chicksero.
Chickster.
Siya yun.
Ako yun. Yun.
Wag naman. Let's see here. I am Mabel Dita says, Pinoy noon, pagwapo, babaero. Ngayon, pagwapo, hindi mo sigurado. Hindi mo alam.
But it's true, babaero. No? Yeah. That's usually like one of the first questions that come out of a girl's mouth.
And especially if they're...
And not before, ah.
And especially if they're extra guapo.
Yeah, yung yeah. talagang super, super guapo.
Guapo, clean, well put together.
Actually. And also, let's see here. Camila says, Pinoy noon, sunog! Humingi kayo ng tulong! Pinoy ngayon, sunog! Ititweet ko muna at selfie right in front of the fire.
But you know what?
It could happen.
I am kind of guilty of it. Well, yeah. Not the sunog part, but I just really remember when Fran and I were on board and the other side.
Yeah.
When this side of the booth was being renovated. There was an earthquake. And it lasted for a while. And the first thing that Fran and I did was we tweeted.
You tweeted.
Is
oh
there really an earthquake?
Hindi kasi parang minsan yung ano lang, yung earthquake exclamation point. Tas all caps para intense.
Oh, but you could, all caps para intense.
Parang kahit yun lang, yung wala ka muna, yung tapos and then you run. Diba? Parang it's so weird. Random Tony says, Pinoy noon, paalam. Susulat ka ha. Pinoy ngayon, bye, text.
Which is true kasi it's so easy
to get
in touch with people now.
Saka parang actually now, there's no excuse. Yung kahit they're in another country, yeah. There's no excuse na yung...
There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's texting.
Ako inabutan
ko
na.
Calls.
Calls are free.
Viber.
Yeah. Ang inabutan ko when my
club, Telegram.
College friends went to the US.
Morse code?
No!
Smoke signals.
No! Yung email, parang yung...
Ooh, email!
Oh, of course!
Email!
Hello, we graduated... 2002. Mm. Oh.
Graduated 2000. Hello. You did not graduate in
2002. Yes, I did.
2002, we were at another station.
Exactly. Late ako nag... Ay, wait.
Oh, you weren't.
92.
Oh, yun 92. Na nga. You
wala
said 2002.
Wala bang email ng 1992?
Wala ba?
Wala.
Ay, hindi rin kami nagsusulat. We don't write to each other.
Pero wala pang email nun.
Meron na. Kasi
wala.
But not... not everybody had email.
Kasi
very
I remember.
Small,
pero ano pa lang eh, like...
In the States. In the States there was...
No,
email,
kasi
but
I...
But not in the Philippines.
But not in the
What I remember was...
Internet became really rampant here around like 95, 96.
95.
Kasi we would promise na parang we would always get in touch. Tapos we would never email each other. Email yung ano eh. And then... Because I don't remember getting letters from them. Ever. We never wrote snail mail. It's email.
Alam ko kasi like... you know, the whole Yahoo, Hotmail, Rocket Mail, EDSA Mail, that all came about when I was in high school already. So that would have been like 96 onwards.
Yeah, we were already working at 90, mm-hmm. In 1990, you were already working here. Sorry. What?
You know what? When they got me as a speaker for the freshman orientation in our org.
Yeah.
So it was like an orientation for the possible applicants. So when they mentioned when I started becoming a DJ, there was an audible gasp. He was president of Broadass in 1990. So I go, what was that gasp? Excuse me, I'm here. May gasp talaga.
Well, because remember, if you're talking to freshmen, they would be, oldest would be 18. Yeah, youngest would be 15.
Tell me about it.
16.
Yeah.
Actually, people
so
yesterday.
So they were born in 1995.
Well, not people yesterday, but a couple of the people in the dressing room yesterday were asking how old you were. And when they found out, they were like, oh, really? Doesn't look it at all. So you should be happy.
Who were asking?
Andy, Marco, and I think Aaron.
Oh. Yeah. And we have also coming from Abria Chocolat. Pinoy noon. Inaabangan ang favorite soap.
Okay na ba?
Tapos Pinoy
okay
na? Ngayon.
Okay ka na?
Download lang pag may
wait, okay ka na ba?
Ang alin.
Tapos, okay ka na. You look young.
Nadmat Mark says, Pinoy noon. Wow, maskulado. Pinoy ngayon. Ay, hipon.
Parang di ako nakakonsentrated sa past two
quit entries. Quit it! Well, just listen to the entries.
I want to, but I can't listen. Not today.
There's so much more to say.
I know.
About other things that have happened.
I wish that one day we could just, you know.
Why can't we talk freely?
Be free. Diba dapat may freedom of speech tayo?
Walang freedom of speech.
Why are there some gray areas that, you know, we kind of shy away from? Why?
I know.
No freedom of speech.
Aren't we like are we supposed to be a free country?
Speech or swallow?
Delamar.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Wow.
Ano ko sa'yo?
Gargle. Puyat ba kayo?
Grabe kayo.
Puyat ba kayo? Kasi dapat nangyayari na ito pag wala
tayo. Ako, puyat ako.
Ako rin.
Hindi ako makatulog.
Ay! Bakit?
Wala!
Bakit?
Next.
Hindi ka makatulog.
Hindi siya makatulog. Bakit? San siya galing kagabi?
Ako, I know, he was hosting the launch.
Of your TVC with
exactly.
The Greenwich Barkada.
Right, so what? I mean, I would understand
was he
why.
Was he really excited at the event?
I think he was.
He was?
He was extra chirpy.
He was happy?
Yeah, he was very happy.
There was glimmer in his eyes that we never see here on the show.
There was a huge smile. But it felt like he had hope again.
It seemed like he had hope again.
Hopes I had. Crushed it, you just did.
No, we didn't. We might have pushed it in the
no,
right direction.
No.
You don't know. You don't know.
Who knows?
Stop it.
Malay mo.
Hindi
kasi ako naiintindihan ko na tipong I would sleep late. Because I was there till late, but he left kind of early. So I don't know what kept him up.
I know.
Hi.
Sharkbait says... Pinoy noon, winner gets a trophy, a sash, bouquet of flowers, and bragging rights. Mm. Pinoy ngayon, winner gets TV contract, house and lot, 1 million pesos. In fairness, lumaki talaga yung prizes.
Yeah. Dati kasi parang, the value naman.
Parang if you win dati, let's say a beauty contest, it's the prestige. You won. Ngayon parang, I've spoken to a couple of people who've joined pageants, and they really look at the
prizes.
They really look at the prizes now.
Sometimes it's not. Ginoong Santol 2008 mo to.
Tapos ang presyo, palaki ng load. First place gets 1,000 load. Second place, 500 load. Hindi, pero, you know, seriously. And, at saka apparently, for the beauty contests, some contests are known na ang pinipili, ang nananalo dito, mga mistisa. Tapos ito ang nananalo dito.
Saan naman eh?
Yung mga Filipina beauty. So, some of them,
will choose to go.
Kunyari, maganda kang mistisa. You don't join the one na puro morena nananalo. You join the one that has like all these mestizos winning.
Yeah.
So, apparently may ganun pa pala siya. Because I was asking, why didn't you join
I heard that.
Kasi I would think parang bagay siya dun sa isa. And I'm like, why did you join this one? It's like, kasi I will never win. I'm so mestiza.
Kasi the last three winners and who placers in the Miss Universe were all Filipina beauties. Yeah. Venus Ra, Shamsi Sipsup, and Janine.
Yeah, to go on. Diba?
Very Filipina looking.
Del, there's a question for you. Andy tweets us saying, sino yung crush ni Chico na sinasabi mo, Del? Tapos naka-hashtag ng freedom of speech.
Ay!
Marami kasing crush si Chico.
Okay. Alam mo, you know what freedom of speech rhymes with?
Bitch.
And
you
top.
Know what else? Itch.
Well, to itch his own. The top Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon comes from Kiko Monster.
He says,
noon, inom tayo, may problema. Pinoy ngayon, inom tayo, may balak. Di ba parang dati when you say inuman, parang usually it's for either celebration or problem.
But I don't know with you guys.
Pero ngayon parang...
I don't drink kasi when I'm sad.
It's not fun. Well, obviously it's not fun to drink when you're sad.
I do.
I don't really. So once a year, you're really sad.
Hindi, iniipon niya yun
eh. Lahat ng kalungkutan niya.
Although this much we're sure of, last night, he was not sad.
That's right.
Grabe kayo.
What? You're
dati
happy for your friend.
Back pa kayo.
You're happy for your friend, Gino. Who leveled up.
I thought you were happy with the new barkada.
Are you?
Which I am part of.
Are you happy with the new with the addition?
We are so happy for Gina Boy.
We are so happy for Gina Boy.
Yes, diba? Super happy, super happy. Good job.
And then, do you realize that this TVC will be played nationally?
It will.
Luzon to Visayas to Mindanao.
It will.
You will be seen.
Not only me, but
alongside,
you know,
very
the rest of the addition.
Yeah, to the original Greenish Brigada. Wow, talk about leveling up.
Great choices.
Thank you. Great choices indeed.
Great ba talaga?
Yes.
How great?
Kasi parang
super great.
I've never heard you talk about me that way.
I know, right?
So, I smell something fishy.
There's something in.
There's something. I can't put my finger on it.
You know, guys, ask questions.
Masarap pasaka ng green super thins ng bibig nitong co-host natin to.
Go right ahead. I'd gladly eat it.
Si Del, no? Ang lupit today eh.
Ang lupit.
What? What did I do?
Lumilevel si Del.
Grabe kayo. Parang wala na yun. Wala nang holding, pulling back the punches.
Ay, nako.
If you wanna join us for the top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon, comes from...
Dami kong kaibigan nagtatanong, so, sino yung ano?
No.
Pati mom ko. Even my mom has a guess.
If you wanna join us...
Chico,
I'm gonna show you the text of my mom. Can you check?
Oh my God.
Answer her. Answer her na lang.
Ako, I can answer.
Ay, nako. Can we just key in RX? Face your entries and send them to 2299. Kasi mag-impake na ako.
Chico, we love you just the way you are.
He's gonna go on hiatus.
Because you're amazing. Just the way you are.
Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
That is the sound of a person dying in shame.
Riot.
Riot. Rewind.
Rewind.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Al John. Thank you very much. The top 10, Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. So let's start off with Kuya Maui. Pinoy noon, pag maganda, ligawan mo kagad. Pinoy ngayon, checkin mo muna kung babae ka.
Siguraduhin mo muna.
Siguraduhin mo muna. You can't be too sure these days.
Exactly.
Diba?
I mean, that's a good thing too. Because you know that for people at least who want to look like girls, yeah, but who aren't, things have advanced.
Yes.
You know?
Tsaka they're getting more and more parang harder to check.
To tell, right.
If they're really girls or not.
Of course, it's not good for guys who really just want girls but get tricked.
Yeah. Pero meron ding
meron din kasi yun yung gusto nila.
Diba? May category.
May category ba Chico?
Nawala naman.
Ano?
See
what gets you in trouble?
It's your mouth.
Among other things.
Trishy Salvador.
Because there are, you know what you do? You throw a scent. And hound that we are. Hounds that we are.
We sniff you out.
We sniff you out. And then we follow, then follow
we expose
the trail.
Your little trail
and then
of
the
dirt.
Hunters.
Our hunters converge.
Trashy Salvador says, Pinoy noon. Sa nanay ko humihingi ng allowance. Pinoy ngayon, sa jowa na. Diba? Coco Hernandez says, Pinoy noon, sa pahayagan binabasa. Pahayagan ang binabasa para sa balita.
I haven't heard the word pahayagan in
I know.
Like, what's pahayagan?
Jaryo.
Newspaper.
Wow.
Yeah, because people say jaryo, but that's Spanish.
It's Spanish.
Pahayagan.
Jaryo.
Pinoy yeah. ngayon, para sa balita, you go on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do it. Pag instant. Kasi yung balita rin naman, nasa Twitter na rin. If you follow CNN or, you know.
Bloomberg, all the TMZ.com, ABS-CBN. Yeah.
But it's true though. I mean, like,
it's all there.
Come to think of it, most of the major news bits, mm-hmm. you find out
Twitter
via
talaga.
Twitter.
Right.
It's the easiest way to find out.
Hey, let's say good morning to Fred.
Hey, good morning, Fred. Hi, Fred.
Wow, long time no here.
I know. Hello there, Fred.
Hey, while we're at it, can we just say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in? Just a quick hello to Doc Carlo, who's
hey,
just
Doc
saying
Carlo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Taking a wild guess at who your crush is. And saying hello to his mom, Lynn, Pat, Jing, and Jello. And they're all tuned in. They're all trying to guess.
Please, let's drop that. Please, my friends.
Do you remember when...
It's like a game.
My dear friends. What?
Wala. sabi nila... Ang tapang model today, ah.
I know, right?
Kumakalaglag ka.
Siya talaga yung naglalaglag.
Grabe.
What? I'm sorry, didn't mean to.
More of sumusunod lang ako where
I'm
she's going.
I'm having cold sweat.
But diba si Gino? Well,
I'm scared. I'm scared that one day she will go down a path that I can't follow.
Wow.
Whatever. Hi to Chi
Hi
as
to
well.
Chi. Hello, Chi.
You know, on Monday, Chi yeah. was tuned in. And then he was like, I think he heard my Joa's Joa.
Yeah.
Fourth episode.
Na talaga?
Naloka siya.
Oh my gosh. You should listen to the whole thing because
hey,
there's a story.
Can we also thank again the Saksi people?
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you to Saksi.
Micaela, Papa. And thank you so much. You know, it was a very pleasant interview.
Yeah.
Pleasant indeed.
And ano they were all saying that dapat dahil just for that episode, hindi dapat sexy, dapat sexy.
Sexy iba, sexy or bexy.
Gusto ko yung sexy.
Also, a quick hello to Asia United Bank over at Piccadilly. They're all tuned in. Joanne.
Square in London.
No, uh-huh. The fort.
Can we read that?
I circus pala.
We can't read that tweet.
What tweet?
That tweet you made us read earlier from Saksi.
No.
Ah, no, okay.
So, Joanne, Christelle, Jinky, Sam, and Andy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have, meron akong, ang ganda nung kanina the one I read to you.
Which one?
Yung Pinoy noon at Pinoy ngayon.
Ano na pangit yun?
Ang ganda
eh.
It's really nice. I just have to look for
remember.
It.
Hindi maganda yun. Looking for it, a lot of people heard us, a lot of students from, alumni from the Philippine Science High School heard us.
Yeah,
they were like, oh my God, you greeted us. And like, yes, we did.
Ayun here.
Hope you guys are having a great journey so far.
Yes.
From I Am Nutty Boy.
Oh, what did he say?
Ang Pinoy noon, sinasabihan in person na...
Ay, wag yan! Naku,
alam
mo, wag
yan! Delikado yan!
Delikado yan!
Pero kung wag brave yan. Ka...
Hindi ka brave.
Kasi, I want to see me
kasi
be brave.
Kaibigan kita.
I wanna see you be brave!
Ito na lang.
Ako, I feel really...
Ma-actress
I feel courageous
person says... Pinoy noon... Dear Ate Charo... Pinoy ngayon... Hintayin niyo yung post ko sa Instagram. Pag may problema ka, dumudaanin. Instead of like, asking Ate Charo. Actually, mas specific yung example nila. Pero kung...
Yeah, let's not.
Ako, si Jamie says...
No, I don't get it. Oh.
Ako, si Jamie says... Pinoy noon. Sabihin nung, ano, sabihin nung nanay, magte-text. Anak, nasan ka na? Pinoy ngayon, at anak. Nasan ka na?
Mom's learning how to tweet.
Naka-tweet
at
na lang.
Anak.
Ako si Jamie also says, pare, Pinoy noon, pare, gym naman tayo para lumaki yung muscles natin. Pinoy ngayon, pare, gym tayo. Daming pogi dun. At saka nakakatawa, I just received information. I won't say na what gym. A certain gym.
Okay.
Ano sila na parang, if you're looking for gym talaga, you go to this branch, and this branch. Pero if you're looking for some action,
for gym,
you
wink,
go
wink.
To, same gym ha, same brand.
A different branch.
Dito ka sa branch na to. Apparently, merong ganon.
Yep.
Like, some branches are really for gymming, while other branches are for like hooking up. It's so weird. I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Because when you say, yeah, may mga branches talaga na notorious for like hooking up.
Mm.
And yung iba, wala ka talaga daw ma. It's really just
one?
Gymming. Pero weird lang na it's the same branch.
I mean, ka pa.
Sorry, it's the same. What do you call it? Brand.
Well, it's the same. Yeah, brand.
Uh-oh, so weird lang. Guapo daw says, noon, Pinoy noon, pag bumabaha, lumilikas. Mm-hmm. Pinoy ngayon, pag bumabaha, picture.
Para may pang Facebook, may pang Twitter, Instagram.
But diba? I saw this really cool photo before. Actually, it was video. It wasn't here though.
Oh.
It was a pickup and he was pulling a wakeboarder behind him in the flood.
In the flood.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Dangerous, but cool.
It's cool. It's very dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Kela Kuna says, Pinoy noon, pengin ang copy ng mga pictures. Pinoy ngayon, tag mo ako.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a word now. Actually, remember, just going back to the video during Baha.
Yeah.
Was it Ondoy or Habagat? There were these guys, these gay guys, who found time to don a mermaid costume.
Yes. Nakakatawa yun.
Yung naka-Ariel siya.
May bato kasi na nakausli.
They're in the middle of the flood.
There was a rock in the middle of the street.
Their homes were submerged in water. And they even had time to don an Ariel costume.
Yes. And then, maganda doon, ano lang siya, it's actually just parang kumot lang.
Na binalap niya lang sa legs niya.
Pero since naka-dip underwater, mukha siyang tail. Pero actually, kumot lang siya.
Tapos sakto yung placement kasi nung bato,
para talagang si Ariel.
Pero may crown siya.
Oh!
You gotta hand it to Pinoy's. I doubt if you'll see people in times of, like, flooding.
Yeah.
Who would do that
actually,
in other countries?
OMGN says, Pinoy noon, si Gina Boy, ewan ko kung... kilala pa niya to. Yung 1 plus 1, Magellan. 2 plus 2, Lapu-Lapu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a children's rhyme.
Game. Mm-hmm.
Pinoy ngayon, 1 plus 1, Giyomi. 2 plus 2, Giyomi. Jeannie Rip says, Pinoy noon, pila ng maayos. Pinoy ngayon, group hug lagi ang peg sa MRT. Yung sa sobrang dikit-dikit kayo.
Dikit-dikit
para
dikit-dikit.
Kayo nag-group hug talaga.
But diba, in some countries, they even push people.
Yeah,
yeah. Like in Japan.
They have people pushing, you know.
Literally,
people,
to push you
into the
train. Para siksikin kayo sa loob ng train.
Kittrich, but I don't know, which part kaya?
Japan. Basta sa Japan, somewhere in Japan. I don't know.
Because I never got to experience it.
Kittrich says, Pinoy noon, when it comes to gay chat rooms, Pinoy noon, MIRC, Dalnet,
BIRCH.
Pero ngayon, Pinoy ngayon, Grindr, Growler, lahat yan walang iya. Guy Spy, Planet Romeo.
Neil?
And Avria Chocolat says, Pinoy noon. Ma, pasado ako sa math test. Pinoy ngayon.
Ma, pasado ako sa pregnancy test.
And the top, Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon, comes from ABBC.
ABBC says,
Pinoy noon, si Delamar rallying against imperialistang Estados Unidos. Pinoy ngayon, si Del rallying for.
Oh, the difference.
Oy, oh, one the is difference. A matter of government. One is a matter of...
Oh, the difference.
Of no. Of yon.
Of yon.
Of yon.
Of yon.
Of yon.
Right. The top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Send in your entries. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
So apparently, Adam Levine really is engaged.
Wow.
To who? To this Victoria's Secret model.
Whoa.
The one he broke up with?
No, he broke up with this girl, and now he's with someone else.
Nice.
Another Victoria's Secret model?
Yeah.
Alam ko model din.
Model din.
Oh, wow.
Not sure though if it's with Victoria's Secret, but a hot model din.
But anyway, so for all the girls out there who are, you know, getting all heartbroken, we've got a Maroon 5 song coming up next, so stick around.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing, well, courtesy of Al John, the top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
Also, they were just telling us that Adam Levine is engaged to Bahati Prinsloo.
Parang the hottie.
The hottie Prinsloo.
Bahati.
Bahati
Prinsloo. It reminds me of ano.
What a weird name.
Si ano, si ano yung that kind of name in Harry Potter? Parvati.
Parvati. Parvati.
Parvati.
Parvati ba?
That's how they say it. Parvati. Kasi meron na ring Parvati sa Survivor. Eh.
Yes.
Remember,
yes.
Si Parvati.
Right.
And also, and apparently it's one of those Hindu-inspired names that are very popular in the West.
In the West.
Parvati.
Okay. And Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine is 34. His. Yeah, he's only 34. Mm. His Victoria's Secret model fiance is 24.
10 years!
Yeah.
Not bad. Also, okay, let's see here. Super Wabi says, Pinoy noon, 3.14 MB. Sold na. Pinoy ngayon, 1 terabyte, kulang pa. Actually, parang palaki ng palaki ang files.
And no? Imagine like...
And the need.
And the need.
You know how like diskettes before were just... They were so useful already.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have like a 32 gig USB drive and it's still like parang konti lang.
Yeah. But also because remember before you couldn't really download shows and movies.
It wasn't in full HD.
And people weren't into lots of pictures digitally.
And the art film industry wasn't as
available
budding as it is now.
BJ Pat says
budding.
Pinoy noon, dati buwan ang binibilang. Sinusuyo mo ng bulaklak. Hindi mo mahawakan ng kamay. Ngayon, on the same day, chat, EB, booking. On the same day, ha? Umaga nagchat-chat kayo. Tanghali, EB, gabi, booking na.
That's so true though. In some cases.
In some cases. And also, let's see here. From Richmond. Pinoy noon, huli ka, Balbon. Pinoy ngayon, hello, Brazilian wine. My Del says, ito, I really get, minsan na-disorient ako when I see. Pinoy noon, babies ang nasa stroller. Pinoy ngayon, puppies ang nasa stroller.
Yeah.
More and
tas
more.
Tapos nagugulat ka talaga eh.
More and more.
Kasi you're expecting to see a baby. Tapos biglang merong asong lalabas. Parang, whoa! It's a dog.
It's the new craze, no?
It's the new craze. And more, like I see more and more of this.
I find it silly though. Tapos and then you see babies na naka-leash.
Sobra ka naman.
No, yeah, alam mo yun?
Ay, kids. Really kids, not babies.
Kids. So.
Oh. Yeah, yung walking age where, well, because... You can't help it. You don't want to lose your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're in a crowded place, sometimes they really run.
You know what I find odd about dogs in strollers? they need to walk.
Yeah.
And that's their nature. And they crave walking. So when you put them in a stroller, parang sayang yung opportunity. You could be walking your dogs. Them. And they really need that. And they were deprived of it because you wanted to put them in strollers. They're not like kids na napapagod. They need to walk.
Even
napapagod
toy dogs.
Huh?
Even toy
even
dogs.
Dogs. Even toy dogs.
They need to expend that energy.
The
that
energy.
Mm-hmm.
Tago Fabic says, Pinoy noon, drunk calls lang. Mm. Parang si, ano, remember si Ross sa Friends? Inamin niya na mahal niya si Rachel. On a phone. On a natural phone.
On a natural
phone. A landline. Pinoy ngayon, kasama na ang drunk text, drunk tweet, drunk Facebook post, at drunk emails. Ang dami mo ng drunk whatever that you can
get into.
Yeah. Na pagsisisihan mo the morning after kasi parang,
pero
did I just tell her I love her?
Tweeting.
Text.
Ako for me, tweeting.
Tweet and text. I think parang text. Equal na siya eh. Parang, kasi
ako
it's on the phone
text,
na eh.
Kasi gusto ko private.
Ah, well, yeah.
Hindi, pero when you're drunk, when you really don't think about that. You're just like tweeting.
Ako, I did.
But, well, you weren't drunk enough.
I wasn't drunk
baka
enough.
More.
You know how sometimes, kasi like when you're drunk, you just wanna, like kunwari, especially if it's a person that you're not really in a relationship with or something like that, or you're not super, like kunwari, crush mo lang. And then, because you're so drunk, you just proclaim it to the world. Na parang, I love blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you don't really have their number, so you can't send it to them.
Exactly. Mm. Shaz Catron says,
Pinoy noon. May drunk recording din.
Ay, na, yun ang di maganda. Shaz Catron was saying, yun. Pinoy noon, my worst nightmare happened. I lost my virginity. Pinoy ngayon, my worst nightmare has happened. I lost my iPhone. Tragedy. Tragedy. Cristiano Reynaldo says, ito we have to go a little Pinoy noon talagang back to the tribal days. Pinoy noon, hanapin si Dato Puti. May mga tribong sumusugod. Pinoy ngayon, hanapin si Dato Puti. Mag-aadobo ako.
Pero with the same seriousness.
Same hanapin si Dato Puti. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon, comes from Jesse.
Jesse says,
Pinoy noon, hoy, mga bata, pumasok na sa bahay. You've been playing all day. Pinoy ngayon. Hoy, mga bata, lumabas nga kayo ng bahay. You've been playing all day.
Oo nga. But this is
diba?
True.
You're, ang playing all day mo na is like
nasa loob
computer.
Ng bahay. Yeah.
Yung nasa iPad ka or nasa computer ka or laptop. Mm. So lumabas naman kayo. Mag-ano kayo? Mag-patintero or
that's
something.
That's why I like the movie Metanoia.
Yeah.
RPG yes. Metanoia. Because it addresses that.
It's so timely.
And then also some commercials for biscuits.
Yeah.
Also deal with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a kid who's, you know, on the computer and then he sees other kids outside playing.
Yeah. Actually, I think now, even like, remember there's a detergent brand?
Yeah.
That also encourages it.
Let them get dirty. Yeah.
It's not a problem. Actually, the problem is them not going out of the house.
Yeah.
Hindi sila naarawan. So, the top 10, Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The final one. Let's thank Aljon for suggesting the top 10. Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon.
But before we get into that, can we just like, you know how yesterday...
Can we just be not baho?
No, because yesterday, you know what this guy did to me?
What?
He made me so nervous. I mean, I had to sing.
Oh yeah, you had
that
to sing.
That wasn't my idea. It was in the script.
Fine, but like you didn't have to like pressure me.
He had to. He's the host.
He was sweating bullets.
I really was. It's something else. And I was just so glad that I had like deodorant on that day.
Exactly. Because when the pressure's on, you want to be able to do whatever you need to do.
Right.
And you needed to sing.
That's true.
Not only sing, huh? You had to sing. You had to, you know, be all ready for the press.
Yeah.
You had to, of course, share the stage with so many...
With my new kabarkadas.
Right. And then also answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
Did you answer questions
for
the
press? Oh, yes. Of course.
Sometimes.
And we had this thing na parang we had to talk about, like, parang I've never...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that also made us sweat bullets. But
so imagine it if you didn't, you know, you weren't prepared.
Right?
You know, you would do less.
No, imagine if you didn't have Rigzona.
Oh. Ay, nako.
Paano yun?
You wouldn't be able to do more.
And especially for men. Kasi diba, like, you really need Rigzona for men's dry shield technology that will keep you free from sweat all day. Kasi naman, it provides you 24-hour protection from sweat and odor. And this is the very reason why Rexona is the world's number one deodorant brand.
All right. Of course, men sweat more than women. So to guys out there, you know, when you're commuting, you're at work, at the gym, when doing sports, or maybe you even ride a motorcycle.
That's true.
Nakapawas yun.
Nakapawas yun. And especially like, kasi mainit sa labas.
Right. So for men, you know, you generally need better protection against sweat and body odor. And Rexona can do that for you again. Rexona for men has dry shield technology that will keep you free from sweat all day, so nothing holds you back.
All right,
so the final top 10 for today, the top 10 Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon. Kylie Gayahan Mo says, Pinoy noon, Patintero, Habulan, Ice Water, Tubang Preso, Pinoy ngayon, Candy Crush, Dragonville, Dota. Mash Plutonium says, Pinoy noon, the boys are the men of tomorrow. Mm. Pinoy ngayon, the boys are the women
of tomorrow.
Mash Plutonium also says, Pinoy noon, pornography. Pinoy ngayon, art.
Indie film.
Coco Hernandez says,
hipster movies.
Ito iba yung Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon niya na version. Pinoy noon, anak ng Pangulo. Pinoy ngayon, Pangulo.
Oh, that's right.
Pinoy.
Yeah. Shivana says, sa LRT, Pinoy noon, miss, upo kayo. Pinoy ngayon, eh, di ba gusto niya ng equal rights?
Actually, no, doesn't that make sense though?
Yes, it does.
Because when you say equal rights, then it really kills chivalry.
Of course.
Yes.
Right?
Of course. You don't offer another guy your seat, but you're not being bad if you don't do that.
Yeah.
Because they're guys. You treat them equally.
It's unfair because when women want
equal rights for one part,
only when it's convenient for them.
Yeah. Meron din kasing ganun.
Kasi I think that although there are equal rights, there's also courtesy that you give.
Mm.
Not just to women.
Pero there's courtesy kasi that you give only to women.
Only to women, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yun dun nagkakatalo.
I think it's when women expect.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I remember, like, in a friend of mine said, in Germany or in the Netherlands, should you open a door for a woman?
Yeah.
They'll feel insulted.
Really?
What, you think I can't do it for myself?
Really?
Yeah. But them, in their society, it's going the other way. Some men feel used because women just want to have kids and use men,
and then they don't need anything.
Yeah. They want them out of their lives.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
San to? San parte ng mundo to?
Kung saan medyo malakas ang women's
lib. Sanchez Richard says, Pinoy noon, agawan base. Pinoy ngayon, agawan jowa. Ay, ayan. Tsaka meron din. Pinoy noon, sige Junjun, magsunog ka pa ng kilay. Pinoy ngayon, sige Junjun, magbunot ka pa ng kilay. I am Tin Thin says, Pinoy noon, nagdadala ng CR sa newspaper. Pinoy ngayon,
ano?
Ng CR sa newspaper. Nagdadala ng newspaper sa CR.
Ang hirap na.
Parang paano mo mapasok yung CR sa newspaper? No?
Ngayon ang dala mo, iPad.
Right.
Diba? Hikaru Jean says, Pinoy noon, squatter. Pinoy ngayon, illegal settlers. Jyoti says, Pinoy noon, oh no, lumabas ako ng bahay ng walang panyo. Diba? Parang, ito such a big deal. Pinoy ngayon, oh no, lumabas ako ng bahay na walang charger.
Hey, wait, sorry. Can we just squeeze in a quick greeting? What's up to Marco Lombregat? He's actually tuned in.
Good morning!
He's just saying hi to both you and Del.
Hey,
oh, hi!
Hello.
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you.
Good morning, Mr. Mushroom Man.
And also, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We congratulated Gina and Andy, but not yet Marco.
Yes. So congratulations.
Congratulations. The latest Greenwich
Addition
Barcada.
Addition to the Greenwich Barcada.
Hey, yeah. Good morning.
What a barcada, no? Parang the best. And we've got...
Hey, quick hello to Keng, who apparently got into a minor accident.
Oh, we hope you're okay.
So she's just saying, hi guys, a little hi to cheer me up. So hopefully you're okay.
We hope you're okay. Pipoy Kolokoy says, Pinoy noon, People Power on EDSA. Pinoy ngayon, Flash Mob.
That's true.
Diba? And Generic says, Pinoy noon, kaibigan ang labas. Kaibigan ang labasan ng sama ng loob. Ngayon, si Twitter na.
Twitter. Si Twitter.
Si Twitter na.
Hey, si Twitter. Do that. Si Facebook.
Stop it. I have a headache.
And the
Don't
top.
Do this to me today.
Pinoy noon, Pinoy ngayon entry comes from Kailigayahan Mo.
Kailigayahan Mo says.
Pinoy noon. Sorry. May girlfriend na ako eh. Pinoy ngayon. Well, hello there. It never stopped anyone.
No, but I don't think so. I think even back in the day, infidelity was already happening.
Well, hindi lang open.
It's deep. Just not. It just wasn't something that people would outwardly say.
But I think people are more brazen
now.
Yeah, now.
No.
Yeah, and people have less
qualms.
Less qualms. Qualms about, you know, they don't mind it so much.
Yeah. Oh, what about
well,
us?
Some people.
Pinoy na on Pinoy ngayon. How far back?
That's my real question.
How far back? Let me see. Pinoy na on Pinoy ngayon.
Pinoy noon, pati lang ako sa parlor. Pinoy ngayon, pati lang ako sa salon.
Salon. But it's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but you'll know the age of the person talking by the words they use.
Oh my gosh. Ako,
Pinoy noon. Oh, tol, punta na tayo sa mall. Pinoy ngayon. Bro, let's go meet up at the mall.
Because
people talk that way
people
now.
People talk that way
That's
now.
True.
I mean, more, I don't know. Or at least when I was in high school, everybody was just all like, uy, ano, chong, tara, dun tayo. Oh, kasi si Airpat, si Airmat. Yung ganun yeah, magsalita. But now it's all like, yeah, dude, my mom kasi. It's like, yeah, bro.
Oh, sige. Since you, inspired by your entry. Pinoy noon, bro, punta tayong mall. Pinoy ngayon, bro.
Bro.
Punta tayong mall.
They used to call me that in our bird.
Bro?
Yeah.
Bro? Why?
Exactly. That was my question.
Wait, what's the very definition of bruja?
Bruja. A witch.
Ah, okay, now
Pero
it makes sense.
Not necessarily bruja a witch. Not literally.
Yeah. Okay, now it makes sense.
You're so bad. Okay, so thank you very much for joining us. And again, just congratulations to Gina Boy.
Yay, thank you.
And to Marco and to Andy for being
the new additions to the Greenish Mercado. We couldn't be happier. You know, this is huge.
Chico couldn't be happier.
Yeah, he's happy because remember,
he got to be part of it. Yeah, exactly. He
saw
was there.
It. And like me, I haven't seen the TVC.
Yeah.
It's going to break on August 1, but he's seen it. I haven't.
Because we're part of the Greenish Breakout, so we should hang out. Because we're all like one big happy family. And so thank you very much for joining us, because it's really much so much fun.
So much.
So much. Everybody was just saying, I'm betting Chico cannot wait to get home.
Yes. And bury my head in my pillow and forget this day.
And, okay. Never mind. We gotta go.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.